This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mac Brown is on the television here and says head coach. I'm beginning my coaching endeavor this weekend, guys, in case anyone wants to know. You know, soccer class this afternoon, soccer practice, and then basketball practice on Monday. You know, I will be running a basketball class for a group of 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. I don't know, actually none of them are 5. And then soccer this afternoon, so I'm pretty excited about that. To break that frontier and move into that aspect of my life. But no one really cares, and I really shouldn't be starting the show with that. So I apologize. I digress. Something I will start the show with, and I got to be honest with you, I thought I was done starting any shows with this guy. I didn't realize he was going to be a topic of conversation anymore. Now that he's toiling away in the minor leagues. Tim Tebow. Tebow's back, baby. Tebow, remember? Everyone will remember, if you lived through it, that moment in time. I guess a few months, really, it was. And for a later generation, they'll be like, what are you talking about? Why was this a thing? Because Tebow mania was very real, right? Like, there was a point in time where Tebow was, like, on almost LeBron level, where you could just throw out the name. Throughout my career, let me put it this way. Throughout my career, there's only been a few names that you could just basically put them out and say, all right, Tim Tebow, 855-212-4227. And you wouldn't have to add any context, and people would call in. When I was doing New York sports radio in the early, 2000s, I guess. Mid-2000s. I don't know. I guess the mid-2000s would be 2050. But, before the Yankees World Series in 2009, Alex Rodriguez was a guy like that in New York sports talk radio. A-Rod. He was just like, Yankees fans hated him or loved him, of course. There would be the defenders, but there was just this thing about him that drove Yankees fans insane. From a national standpoint, it's been LeBron James since 2010, since the decision, and still is LeBron James. But LeBron, it makes sense, right? I mean, he's a transcendent athlete. You know, he's the kind of athlete that you do tell your kids and your grandkids about, and you experience as a special part of the history of sports, and beyond that, even, a figure in American history. Tim Tebow's not that. But there was a time where it was like Tebow mania. And he had this cult following in a sense. And part of that was built from, of course, what he did in college, where he was a tremendous college player. And then sort of took the NFL by storm. And there was an interest in whether he could play at the NFL level. And was he good enough? Was he actually a quarterback? Could he throw the ball well enough? And he takes over as QB for the Broncos, and he has this little run, including the playoff game that they win at the end, and all of a sudden it reaches his peak, and that was it. It fizzled out beyond that point. His NFL career obviously didn't take off. He wasn't effective enough throwing from the pocket. He decides he's going to try his hand at baseball, and there's a moment where people think, oh, maybe this will be a thing. You know, the Mets would call him up to sell tickets. he's not good enough. I mean, everyone kind of knew that going in. He wasn't going to be good enough at baseball. I always hesitate to make fun of somebody like that. Even Michael Jordan, right, when he went to play baseball, to say, like, oh, he's bad at baseball. He's not really bad at baseball. He's better than your average bear at baseball. But he's not a Major League Baseball player, right? Anthony, you're a Mets fan, right? What would you say is an appropriate classification of how good Tim Tebow is as a baseball player?
I mean, definitely not Major League talent.
No.
I mean,
he's double-A talent?
All right, yeah, that's fine. I'll go with that.
He's about
that's acceptable.
Yeah. He's good enough to play double-A baseball, which is better than most, you know, the most people can't say that. Like, if you or I played double-A baseball, we'd brag about that, right? We'd be like, hey, I was a double-A baseball player. Now I'm an accountant, but I was a double-A baseball player. What do you think about that? Oh, you were? Wow, that's amazing. You were very good at baseball. That would be the regular human story. But when you're Tim Tebow, it's like, you suck. Tebow sucks. it's hilarious to me. But he does. he's not good enough. But he's never going to play in the major leagues. So what is he now? A college football analyst, basically, right? He's a college football analyst. And yesterday, he's on First Take. And he weighs in on one of the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits. I've built the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits track list on this show. A lot of you interacted that day this summer. Basically, the topics that come up and always work and people always debate, Jordan versus LeBron and steroids in baseball. Obviously, should college athletes be paid? And Tim Tebow comes down very strongly. No, college athletes shouldn't be paid. And it's funny because the way or the entryway to the topic this time around was not even about necessarily outright paying college athletes, but the bill that was passed in California, which basically says, hey, people should be allowed to profit off their likeness. Like, you shouldn't be able to, like, sell somebody's jersey or you know, a bust of them or something and not have them compensated. And not to mention they should be able to, like, you know, if they're good enough to get sponsorships and the like, that kind of thing. That's the nature of the bill. And Tebow seemed to be even against that, which, like, I don't know how – I don't understand – the argument against that. Like, at least when we're talking about straight up paying college players, there's some wiggle room because none of us have the perfect solution on how that should work. You know, I think it's too big a business for them not to be compensated. It's wild for it to generate as much money as it does. And the active participants see none of it. Like, that just doesn't seem right to me, right? That doesn't square with me. But there's plenty of room in between for how that gets done and what's the proper solution. I don't really see an argument against someone profiting off their likeness. Or, you know, if a company wants to pay somebody because Zion is a huge star and they want to put Zion on a cereal box and want to give Zion money independent of the college, I don't see the problem. I mean, wouldn't anybody be upset if someone was selling your picture on the street, you know, like they say, hey, can I snap a picture of you? Snap the picture of you and then started selling photos of you for $50 a piece on the corner. And they were selling a bunch of them and you were getting $0, even though it was a photo of you. Like, you wouldn't be upset about that. Like, that's you they're selling, not the university, not the you. So I really don't see the argument against that. But Tebow was passionate. Boy, he was like, yeah, rah! Like that was his delivery, basically. And I could, you know, do an impression, but I might as well play you what Tim Tebow said on First Take on ESPN.
when I was at the University of Florida, I think my jersey was one of the top-selling jerseys around the world. It was like Kobe, LeBron, and then I was right behind them, and I didn't make a dollar from it. But nor did I want to, because I knew going into college what it was all about. I knew going to Florida, my dream school, where I wanted to go, the passion for it. And if I could support my team, support my college, support my university, that's what it's all about. But now we're changing it from us, from we, from my university, from being an alumni where I care, which makes college football and college sports special, to then, okay, it's not about us, it's not about we, it's just about me. And yes, I know we live in a selfish culture where it's all about us, but we're just adding and piling it onto that, where it changes what's special about college football. We turn it into the NFL, where who has the most money, that's where you go. That's why people are more passionate about college sports than they are about NFL. That's why the stadiums are bigger in college than they are in the NFL, because it's about your team. It's about your university. It's about where my family wanted to go. It's about where my grandfather had a dream of seeing Florida win an SEC championship. And you're taking that away so that young kids can earn a dollar. And that's just not where I feel like college football needs to go.
That's Tim Tebow from ESPN's First Take. Boy, there's some arrogance coming from Tebow there. Where do I start? So he makes the argument that college fans are more passionate. I suppose one could make that argument. You know, college fans are more passionate. The problem with that argument is there's more NFL fans. So if you want to say, like, college fans are more passionate, okay. Does that mean that college is a better product? Because the NFL has more fans. Wouldn't that indicate that it's a better product? Despite, you know, the fact that they're paid? Because the NFL, for instance, here's a relative comparison. The Packers-Bears game that started the NFL season rated as highly on television as the college football national championship game. The NFL is massive, right? Now, college fans are passionate. Why? Because they have a connection to the school. To be honest, because a lot of colleges, big-time colleges, are in places where nobody is, like where there's nothing else. You know, Alabama has no real, you know, pro rooting interest. So everybody's going to rally around Alabama, which is a winning school and a winning program. So you get that passion. But, you know, passion isn't the only, passion's important. Of course you want passionate fans. But hockey has passionate fans. Would baseball or basketball take hockey's fan base? Probably not, right? Because it's not as large. College football fan base is also very large, of course. It's, you know, huge in its own right. It's just not the NFL. But I want to get more into the merits of what Tebow said there. And more importantly, the thing that he so arrogantly forgot to use in the context of his argument. 855-212-4227. What's your reaction to Tebow's comments that money would ruin college sports because it would turn it all about me? Unlike, you know, its current state of being. It's not about me. It's about the team and the school and the purity of it all. That's what makes college better than the pros. You know, I've always liked pro sports better than college sports, if I'm just being up front with you. 855-212-4227. It's the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Tim Tebow says college athletes should not be paid because it would ruin what makes college sports special. The fact that it's not about me. I mean, first of all, the idea that, like, just because you're getting paid doesn't mean you can't be a team player, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, plenty of people are selfless and also compensated. That happens. You can be selfish without money being involved also. My problem with this is, like, Tebow's almost utter complete lack of self-awareness in his comments. That's the issue I have the most with it. He's not self-aware at all in what he's saying, because he makes it all about himself. He's actually being very selfish in these comments. You know, he's preaching against selfishness while being very selfish. Because he says, you know, I didn't want to get paid. I sold all these jerseys, and I didn't want it. Yeah, but you're not everybody else, dude. Not everybody else's experience is like yours. First of all, it's easy to say now because Tim Tebow is rich, right? So it's easy to say now. It's also probably easy to say then because Tim Tebow comes from a healthy financial background. So he never had to worry about that stuff, right? Like, I can't tell somebody who's struggling to put food on the table that they should go out to eat all the time because going out to eat is great. Yeah, it'd be nice for them, but they don't have the means to do that. It's also like that sort of experience, your own personal experience, is anecdotal. Doesn't mean it's evidence. Let's say I smoked cigarettes my whole life, and I smoked a pack a day. Pack a day, but I was fine. Does that make any sense if I then go, you know what? I've smoked cigarettes every day of my life, and I'm fine. That means cigarettes are fine. Right? That is flawed logic. You cannot do that. Doesn't work that way. So Tebow is speaking from his own personal point of view, which is fine. He's entitled to his opinion. He's entitled to his own experiences. No one begrudges him that. But what he's not entitled to is applying that to everyone else. Because it's a lot easier for people who come from a stable financial background to say, hey, college athletes shouldn't be paid. It's a lot easier for people who went on to have success and went on to make millions of dollars to then say, hey, look, it worked out fine for me. It should work out for everybody else. Word, bro? I mean, think about the lack of self-awareness that takes. Because there are a lot of kids that aren't in Tim Tebow's situation. A lot of athletes who didn't even get a chance to, you know, go even have a cup of coffee at the pro level. A lot of athletes who didn't become big enough celebrities where they'd be put on a baseball team as a favor, essentially. You know, that's just the truth of the matter. And if we're looking at the situation logically, first of all, this is in reaction to a bill that's just basically common sense. You have lawmakers putting this forward because it's essentially common sense that someone should be not, you know, should get a cut of a monetary value attached to their likeness. You're selling them. How could they not get paid if you're selling them? And then if a company wants to come in and wants to say, hey, we like this person because, you know, Tim Tebow is good for our sales, we want to put Tim Tebow on this product, well, then of course Tim Tebow should be paid, whether he wants to or not. Like, he could decline it, that's fine. But the next Tim Tebow should have that opportunity. As far as paying college athletes themselves, I am in favor of compensation for college athletes because it's a big business. And I don't think it's fair that everyone but them would get a cut. Are the college coaches only about themselves? Because they're getting a lot of money. You know, most of these big time, I think Nick Saban's like the might be the highest paid state employee in the country. You know, all these guys have made, Mike Krzyzewski, all of them, a ton of money. That doesn't mean they aren't looking out for the best interests of the student athlete, even though they're making money. University's making money hand over foot. They're selling tickets, commercials, and the like. So why wouldn't there be a cut? Now, that's a more gray area because I don't have the perfect solution. I've always kind of, I mean, my best attempt at it is a commission, essentially, which would mean like, it's like you pay an agent or something, 5% of your income or 10% of your income. Let's say 10% of the money made on the athletics goes to the athletes. Now you have to determine whether that's split evenly or there's a higher percentage to the sports that make more money, football and basketball, basically. But, you know, nobody has the perfect solution to that. We're trying to take baby steps here. And one baby step is the obvious one, which is No, you can't sell this person's autograph, this person's jersey, without them getting a cut. You're selling them. You have to pay them in. Or, you know, they want to, a company wants to sponsor them or you know, work outside of the realms of the school in a separate agreement. That should be fine. So that's the baby step. Then the next step should be how you figure out to fix the broken system, because the system is not, you know, right. There are worse things in the world, but that doesn't mean that it's right that there can be this multi-billion-dollar industry where the workers, which is kind of what they are in a sense, are not compensated. And I get it. Like, immediately I know some of the responses I'm going to get. They're paid in education. That's not the way it works either. Like, when you say that, you're doing what Tebow did. You're completely lacking in self-awareness when you say they're getting paid in education, because what you're doing is then applying your own personal experiences to everybody else. Like, would it have been great if my college tuition was paid for? Of course. Would it have been a tremendous help to me? Of course. But I walked into that relationship for that, right? Like, I decided to go to college so that I could have a career and the like, and it would better my career. And that was the transactional relationship that I had with the university. I wasn't recruited to the university to play football or basketball, where that is the explicit purpose of the relationship. So not everybody's experience is the same. So you cannot take your personal experiences and apply them to everybody else. And that's the major problem I have with Tebow. It's a complete lack of self-awareness. He is bashing people for being selfish and selfish culture while being inherently selfish, because he's saying everyone's experience should be like mine. Well, not everybody comes from the money he comes from. Not everyone had the success after college and made the money he made, where it's easy to say that. Again, if I told you I smoke a pack of cigarettes every day and I'm fine, therefore cigarettes are fine, what would you tell me? No, that's not the case. 855-212-4227, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. You know what? Maybe I'm dating myself with the cigarettes reference. If I told you I'm taking flavored vapes every day and I'm fine, does that make flavored vapes okay?
Gives you a little more street cred.
Yeah. That, you know, actually, speaking of street cred, I think the problem, people, you know what's getting a bad rep? I think is the e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's actually them that are causing this problem. I think it's the black market THC cartridges, which THC on its own, there's never been a recorded death, I don't think, of marijuana or something. I'm pretty sure it's never happened in history. But all of a sudden, you're getting these deaths now because people are manufacturing these things on the street, and because there's such a demand for them, and the cutting agents that they're using inside of them are what are giving the problem.
It's horrible. It's horrible. And the worst part of the whole thing is that you have kids know what this stuff is. Whether they're using it or not, even the kids who are not using it, they are aware of it and they know about it. So that's the sad part of the whole thing.
Well, sure. But if it's regulated, then, you know, you fix these things by fixing the infrastructure. So it is, in a sense, a good metaphor for the college system, because you fix the whole system, there's, you know, the symptoms go away.
Sure.
If you fix the whole system and regulated it, you wouldn't have the ones that are causing the irreparable harm. I'm not saying the other ones are good for you necessarily, but you're not dropping dead from them.
Right.
So that's a difference.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know what? We shouldn't call it the Robin Lundberg Show anymore. It's too selfish. We're going to call it the Shep and Anthony and Robin conglomerate. That's what we're going to call it. And, you know, my paycheck, I don't want it anymore. You guys want it? You guys can have it. I don't want to be thinking about myself so much. I got to take some cues from Tim Tebow. Oh, selfless one. Tim Tebow, who's a multimillionaire. It's amazing to me that, like, one can be so lacking in self-awareness like Tebow. Like, yeah, if I became a multimillionaire, I'd say, yeah, everyone, you know, it worked for me. That's like, that's privilege in a sense, saying it worked for you, therefore it should work for everybody else, even if it's not necessarily working for everybody else. It's also a lot easier, you know, like it's like if somebody, your parents paid for you to go to school, right? And you're like, how could you be struggling with student debt? You have student debt. Why didn't you do what I did and have your parents pay for your school? think about that. You cannot apply what happened to you to everybody else. It's not how it works. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Gary in Rocky Top, Tennessee. Gary, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, good morning, and thank you for allowing me to participate on a conglomerate here. I love it.
Yeah,
hey,
well, it's the Gary and Rocky Top show for now. Go ahead, Gary.
Okay, thank you. Hey, first of all, you said the most important thing. Tim Tebow is rich. And you know what? The reason players are not getting paid is because there is no representation. They're temporary labor. And let me say this. Nobody would have ever heard of the University of Alabama without football. Without football, there would be a Tuscaloosa Community College instead. And unless you're Catholic, you never would have heard about Notre Dame unless they had football there. Now, how do you pay players? It's very simple. If you want to maintain the phony facade of amateurism, you just simply have an account that they get when they are no longer eligible to play. Money flows into the accounts through a conference entity for the SEC players, another one for Big Ten, and so on and so forth, since they're all broken down differently and they have different forms of revenue. And then you share it equally among players, and you have some way to give the stars more. Like if you sell a Tim Tebow jersey, a couple of bucks extra goes to his account when he was a player, and so on and so forth. But it's so incredibly easy to do, but they're just taking advantage of these players. These players have all the power if only they would exercise it. And that's all I wanted to throw out there, buddy, and thank you for the great show today.
No, I appreciate the call. Look, I think as far as like individual likeness sales, this bill is on the right track. I don't think you have to worry about that. People should see the cut of the stuff that is being sold off of their individual likeness. That shouldn't be shared, right? If they can set up an arrangement, you know, if in Alabama there's a car dealership that wants to, you know, sponsor a kid on the football team, fine, right? But as far as the bigger picture stuff, there's a debate to be had on what the best system is. The best system is clearly not what they currently have, right? So what is the best system? Is it just a commission and 10% of the earnings go to the athletes split evenly? Do you weight it and put more with the football team and the basketball team because they're driving more revenue? Do you weight it in some other way where you're rewarding the people who perform better? I don't know. I don't know. It's okay to say you don't know. I do know that the system is broken, and I do know that it needs to be fixed. And we can work our way there, and the people who are directly responsible can work on those solutions. But the idea to just sit back there and say the way it is perfect and all hunky-dory because of Tim Tebow, that's arrogance. That's arrogance. Tim Tebow is preaching against selfishness in an incredibly, really selfish and arrogant way. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Marty in Danton, Texas. Marty, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, when I called for something you really just said. I was thinking about the pros. I mean, the college running backs, quarterbacks, they can't do anything without the linemen. What are they going to do there? What if the linemen just decide if he's going to get paid, I'm just the heck with him. But then I thought of another thing, too. What's going to stop that dealership you were talking about from calling a high school senior and say, we'll put your face on the program of our football if you'll come here, and we'll give you $20,000.
What's wrong with that?
A high school senior getting, they don't, only because they'll put him on a program, they can pay a high school senior?
Yeah, what's wrong? I mean, why shouldn't a high school senior be allowed to make money?
I just don't think so. I mean, that's just the way the rules have been for forever. But anyway, to me,
well, I mean, like, that's like under, you're talking about, under the table, basically influence.
Exactly. They get it under the table and that just brings it out.
But if you make it, but again, if you make it official, then it a lot of this stuff can be fixed by regulation. I'll go back to the vape thing for a second because it's actually like a real thing, right? Like, so when alcohol was prohibited, there was something called bathtub gin, right? Because people were making it for themselves because the demand for alcohol was out there. And prohibition failed on that ultimately, right? But people, there was problems because it was unregulated and you couldn't control what you were getting. Now the marijuana industry is arguing that, like, what's happened with the vaping thing, which it's not really a, you know, it's a little blown out of proportion as a crisis, but it's a concern. They're arguing you have to now legalize marijuana so it can be regulated, so everybody knows what you're getting, the product you're getting, like you do with other things. And that would be the case with paying college athletes. The way it is now is more likely to have the scenario you're describing, where it's going to be shady and under the table. If it's regulated, you're not going to have that as much because it eliminates that market. The black market tends to, I mean, you can never fully eliminate something like that, but it would alleviate those concerns for sure. How about Gary in Jacksonville? Gary, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Hey. Good morning, Robin. Hey, yeah, I understand your argument and the players' argument, but the two things, Robin, an Alabama or a Texas that makes so much more revenue than, say, down here in Florida State, how are they going to, Florida State, they already can't compete with the budget those universities have. How can they compensate players and then have the others, and then the other thing is the football team that helps produce revenue for the other sports, they couldn't afford to carry any other sports. I don't see how it's going to be, would be economically feasible. Florida State would not be further not be able to compete with an Alabama or Texas whose budget is so much bigger. These schools would be, they'd be done. I don't know how you'd be able to work it out.
Well,
thanks,
look, yeah, Florida State's still making a lot of money. I'm not sure. Again, I don't have all the solutions, guys. I'm not telling you I have all the solutions. But let's be honest, it's not competitive balance that's keeping this away. It's the fact that the NCAA and the like, you know, and the universities want to keep all the money to themselves. It's always about the cut of the pie, right? The share. It's always what it comes down to in all these things. Is the people who have the money want all of it. I mean, we run into that problem with so many different things. And if you just objectively look at it, it's messed up, right? You just objectively look at it. You take away your personal feelings or your rooting interests and the like, and you just say, this is a multi-billion dollar industry and the direct participants receive zero? What? You know? I did unpaid internships. Does that mean I think all internships should be unpaid because it worked out for me? No. Like, how, I'm not that, I like to think I have more self-awareness than that. I can't apply my experience. You know, like, I didn't come from a ton of money. You know, I wasn't born into a ton of money, but I also wasn't born poor. You know, I came from a good enough situation where I wasn't saddled with a bunch of student debt, but a lot of people are. So I can't, you know, lament them for their student debt because I don't have student debt. Come on. Let's go to Mark in Columbia, South Carolina. Mark, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Robin. Glad the topic's coming up. But most people have touched on what I was talking about, wanting to talk about. You know, when these schools, we already have so much disparity in the college sport now, where the Alabamas and the Clemsons of the world are sitting on top and everybody's trying to catch them. You know, we got these massive donors giving out, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars now under the table to these players to come to their schools probably. And you make that legal, you know, you're talking about 2% of the five-star players, you know, 2% of all players, five stars. You know, how do we get this disparity? How do we eliminate that and get more college athletes? And I think that's what Tebow was talking about. It ruins that college, the college fan like me's experience where my team has no shot if I don't have, you know, these donors that can really pay for that signature. And it's just a slippery slope. I think that we may find that college athletes are getting paid. And like I said, it's only probably 2% of that college, the college athletes that's getting that mega bucks. And where, you know, just everybody wants the teams to be you know, equal, and we have, you know, everybody's got a chance at the national championship. But
that's not the way it is now. Alabama and Clemson dominate every year.
I know, and it's horrible.
So, like, how's that the argument? You can't really – can you use that as the argument when Alabama and Clemson are the two teams every single year?
I know, but how do we fix it so that they're not, and where the money goes?
Well, look, I mean, like, life ain't always fair either in that sense. I don't know. Again, I don't have all the solutions to fixing it.
You're very true.
But I do think, like, you know, the random offensive lineman who's risking head trauma and the like, and maybe even he wants to do it, but, you know, if they're selling tickets, if they're selling ad revenue, why is he getting nothing? He's out there playing. That's part of the product. That's the part of the product. The people who are seeing the money have nothing to do with the product other than the coach. And then the coach is getting tons of money. And then the coach is sitting there telling you that, like, you know, preaching selflessness when they're the only one getting paid. I mean, it's just, like, hypocritical. It makes no sense. It doesn't hold up to logic. It doesn't hold up to logic. I have no personal stake in this. But, it's common sense. That's what I'm using. I'm trying to use is common sense. And you know, this facade of it being an educational thing, we all know that's BS. That is BS. Alabama and Clemson are not bringing players in to the football program so that they can get an education. Stop it. Duke and North Carolina are not bringing people in to the basketball team so that they can get an education. Stop it. We know the nature of those relationships. They're saying, come to our school to play basketball. You make our basketball team better, we make more money. You raise your profile, boom. Come to Alabama, we'll get you to the NFL. And there's a lot of people in between who could really use the money. Not, you know, just the ones who might be going to the NBA or the NFL, but the ones who are part of a big business and seeing none of the cut of said business. It's the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.